Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 15th of August 2011. And yes, you're right, I have had a couple of weeks off. It is August and I have been away on holiday. And it's good to get away from time to time. Partly for personal reasons, but also because it gives you a chance on business to sit back and reflect on all the things that are going on and how we might improve the situation. And that's an exercise which a lot of great thinkers will do from time to time. And I'm thinking particularly of Darwin when he did his round the world trip and he saw all those things at the Galapagos Islands plus countless other places and sat back and thought about what he had seen. And he wrote his book, not whilst he was travelling on the ship, but when he was back home near London. And in fact, after he wrote it, he took some considerable time before the book was published. Have you ever read it? On the Origin of Species. Darwin is often quoted as saying, it's about the survival of the fittest. But actually, he didn't say survival of the fittest. What he said was something along the lines of, it is the ones that are most willing and most receptive to change that survive. And by that he means the ones which are most adaptable, the ones which can accept change, and the ones which are good at change management. Do you know any businesses like that? Is your business like that? To be honest, is my business like that? Well, yes and no. We have adapted recently. I've reorganized my home life and my work life, and now instead of having a home and an office which are 200 yards apart, they are now 5 miles apart. And the new thing for me is commuting. And I'm spending about an hour a day commuting when it used to be 5 minutes a day. Yes, I can see you laughing. I know some of you spend an hour a day just getting in the morning, or maybe even longer. But for me, the change from 5 minutes to 1 hour is phenomenal. And so I have to adapt. And I'm going to adapt by doing things differently. And of course, that way, I'm expecting to follow Darwin's ideas, and I'm expecting my business to survive. There's no risk of it failing. It's been going 14 years. Proactive is a really nice business. But what's going to happen to these podcasts is they are going to become less regular. They are going to become ad hoc. When I've got a particularly interesting idea, I will prepare a podcast. And that's what management is all about. Good management, according to Scott and Rochester, is about three things. Number one, knowing what should be happening. Number two, knowing what is actually happening. And number three, bringing number one and number two closer together. And sometimes as managers, we forget that we don't have to focus on what should be happening and adjust what is actually happening. We can actually adjust what should be happening to make it become what is actually happening. So when I say bring one and two closer together, you can adjust either number one or number two. And I imagine that the reality is we all do a little bit of each. So the podcasts are being adjusted. I'm adopting what Darwin says. I am becoming more adaptable because that's going to help me survive. If you want to see my thoughts on a day-to-day basis, you need to follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, I am Proactive Paul. In fact, everywhere on the web, I am Proactive Paul. It's easy to find me. And don't read my blog. .com. Yes, don't read my blog.com. That's my blog. So if you want to see what ideas I've had, have a look at don'treadmyblog.com. And from time to time, you'll find the latest podcasts on proactivepaul.com. I hope you have a really enjoyable summer, and I look forward to catching up with you again quite soon. See you soon. Bye for now.